Yep, you can rewind it all you want. You can go back and play it again, that same few 3 seconds. You can even check whether you're listening to the Almost 20 podcast. Yes, you are. Okay, it's still me, Kaima Sense, and I said hey. I did not say hey you. There is no hey you today for anybody. There is no hey you today for nobody because I'm vexed and I'm angry and I'm pissed. I'm sorry. I'm kidding, actually. I'm kidding, actually. Hey you, welcome to the Almost 20 podcast, a podcast for people in their late teenage years going into their 20s and for people in their 20s also. If you're someone who's passionate about self-development, then the podcast is definitely for you. If you are a returning listener, welcome back to the Almost 20 podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome to the Almost 20 podcast. I want to first of all apologize to people and my listeners about my very horrible, inconsistent pattern of dropping episodes. It's not been something that I've been doing intentionally, okay? You know what? You guys, I have been receiving death threats at this point, okay? I think the messages at this point can be classified as death threats from you people. I do not check my messages anymore, okay? I am scared. I am petrified. I am terrified, okay? I'm joking. I am joking. But I did receive a couple of messages from my listeners and from a few friends. And they were like, yo, what's up? You know, what's up with the inconsistency of dropping episodes, you know? And I genuinely want to apologize about that. It's not been something that I've been doing, you know, intentionally. My recording equipment, I had issues with them, and those issues were issues that occurred beyond my control. And it took me a while, and even while I was trying to, you know, set it up and everything seemed like it was okay, I didn't have an issue again. And it was so frustrating, you know. It's one of those little things that happen and you're just like, what was the reason? You know, what was the reason of this thing happening? It seems so inconsequential. Like it seems so, it's like one of those things that happens and you're like, what was the reason? Like everything was going smoothly. There was no reason in particular that this thing should have happened, you know. But then again, I want to apologize for that. Okay, we did create a regular, consistent pattern, and then I disrupted it. And I did drop, I think, a week ago, and then I disrupted the pattern again. And I'm sorry. Okay, I am kneeling down now. Okay, I'm with the microphone on my left hand, and I am kneeling down, and I think just wiped a tear. And I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about a topic that I think most people can actually relate to. Okay, it's something that I have been struggling with for the past few weeks, right? It's something that I noticed, I would say, about a month and a half ago. And then I was just monitoring it and it just worsened. I would say, though, that now I do have some sort of control, or not control, I wouldn't say it's control, but it's lessened, you know, the impact, the intensity, and the frequency of me feeling those ways and going through those things. They've significantly reduced as to how they were when they started. But nevertheless, I feel like it's something that I want to talk about. And I would not be talking about it as somebody who has, you know, passed or surpassed a level and is giving down advice, but as somebody who has something to say about this topic, okay? So I want to believe that you've accepted my apology, okay? And you are sitting down, standing up, walking, running, jogging, cooking, sweeping, eating, lying down, play. I don't know, whatever it is you're doing when you listen to podcast, okay? But you're doing that, and you're like, you know what? Guy is actually really vexing, but let me hear what he has to say today. Well, if you did just that, then thank you. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about is confidence. And my confidence has been at an all-time low. I think the past couple of weeks were my lowest point of confidence. Like my confidence, I think maybe after setting my New Year's resolutions, after planning or at least structuring my life for the year, really, for the year. It's going month by month. My confidence was like, let's really see how far Martins can actually let's see how far we can actually make Martins take low confidence. Let's see how far we can go with this. And my confidence kept on dropping and dropping and dropping and kept on reducing and reducing. And it was horrible. Okay, it was a horrible. Before this episode I'm dropping now, which you'll probably be listening to as it comes out, this following week or this week or whenever it is you're listening to, prior to this current episode being dropped, I really did want to talk about this topic in the previous episode. But like I mentioned earlier, I had this very inconsistent schedule of dropping episodes, and at some point, I guess my listeners were like, whoops, I don't know, it's probably a Thursday, Martins might drop one. Who knows? It's 12 a.m. on Monday. Martins might drop. I am sorry once again. But I really did want to talk about this while I was going through it. But then I had issues, like I mentioned earlier, with my recording equipment, and I couldn't talk about this. And I was so pissed that I couldn't talk about this because I just wanted to let it off my chest. Okay, but I'm grateful actually, not for my recording equipment spoiling, but in a positive way for the time that I had to then take to reflect on what was going on and to now speak on these things, not from a place of being out of it in totality, but from a place of, wow, this is what I was going through and this is what I felt. And I feel like people actually really feel these things and people actually really go through these things, So I was like, let me talk about this. For the past couple of weeks, I noticed that I wasn't really as confident in myself as I would say I had been prior to those couple of weeks. And I feel like this thing I'm saying is something that most people actually do go through. And most of these things, to some folks, it might seem trivial, it might seem small, inconsequential. But to me, it was horrible because I had to go outside, okay? I had places to be at, I had things to do, and you can't do most of the things that you want to do outside of your place of living with a low confidence. Low confidence in the sense that it's definitely going to affect how you present yourself, it's definitely going to affect how you think about yourself. It's definitely going to affect how you speak. It's definitely going to affect your work efficiency. So in more ways than one, actually, it was affecting me and my ability to perform. And after going through these feelings, this entire thing for the past couple of weeks, I did some self-reflection. I sat down and I tried to think of why I was feeling this way, and I came up with two conclusions or two reasons. The very first reason was that I was not listening to my mind and I was doubting my mind and doubting myself, really. And I will explain what I mean by this and why it happened. Around the ending of last year, I had a really bad experience with something, right? Something really bad did happen to me. And I was definitely not expecting something bad to happen. I was expecting a very great result with something that I was actually, doing and working on. And there was a bad result. At first, I had told myself, it's not a big deal. I mean, I was feeling really bad. It was as though, I put in so much work and so much effort into ensuring that something like that was really going to go great, and it didn't really go as great as I planned. I did not expect it to affect my self-confidence at all, but it did. It turns out that while I was doing this self-reflection, I figured out that something from a couple of months ago was actually messing with my self-confidence. Because of what happened, I had started to reduce or silence the mindset or the voice in my mind that was telling me that it's all right, it's good, I am still, worth it, and I can actually still do something great, and that bad things happen. I mean, they happen to everybody, it's not specific, and that I can still work on it. I just kept on not listening to my mind. And I think this was because before that bad event occurred, I had, charged up my mind, and I had told myself consistently that everything was going to be fine. There was no bad result, that there could not be any bad results from this thing. There could not be any bad outcome from this thing, and it was just going to work out really well. And the bad result happened. The bad thing happened. It really did hit me really badly. And what I discovered from this self-reflection was that when I or whenever I went out, for some reason, that thing that happened to me, it had stayed in my mind subconsciously so much, to the point that, as crazy as it sounds, it stayed in my mind so much so that when I went out, it messed with my mind. And while I was doing this self-reflection, I couldn't believe that something so small could fester in someone's mind and affect multiple parts of their being, actually. Because I was going outside and I was meeting people, I was still doing stuff, but I was moving around with this thought at the back of my mind that I was just not enough. And I don't want to sound cliche. I don't want to sound, okay, Martin, wow, let's clap for you. Should we get a hanky? Should we, what do you need? Let us make you feel good. Okay, I don't know why when I'm doing it too much now, but I don't want to sound like I'm whining over here. I just came to part my life. Everybody has stuff that's going on with them, basically. But I'm just trying to let you understand. I'm trying to paint a picture of how it was for me, okay? It wasn't something very large and pressing, but it was subtle. I was moving with this feeling of knowing that there was just something wrong in the way I was feeling. And I wasn't just feeling good about myself. I didn't have the best idea of myself in my mind. And even though a part of me was trying to remember that I still had some good in me, and I still had some attributes in me that were actually really good, and I still could do amazing things, and this horrible thing that happened shouldn't even define me, I was silencing that, and I was just listening to my mind on repeat, telling me that, what's the point of everything? That just kept on ringing through my ears. The second conclusion, or the second reason that I came to while doing some self-reflection about why I was feeling pretty low in my self-confidence, was body dysmorphia. I know body dysmorphia, that word we hate for people who've been through it, and for people who've been through it, that feeling we hate. I understand and I resonate. Okay, I completely resonate, and I think I'm a proud, okay, I'm not a proud member. I have been, and I think I still am, a member of the body dysmorphia community. Whatever community that might be, okay, I resonate and I understand how that feels, to be very, very honest. Now, for those of you who do not know what body dysmorphia is, stay with me as I do my research on what body dysmorphia is, okay? And by research, I mean AI, okay? Because AI is literally making lives easier. You guys should not vex for me, okay? I'm just going to get it off AI and give you a brief understanding of what body dysmorphia or body dysmorphic disorder means, so that you have an understanding of it. So here's what it means. Body dysmorphia or body dysmorphic disorder, BDD, is a mental health condition where a person becomes excessively preoccupied with perceived flaws in their appearance. Even if those flaws are minor or non-existent, it can lead to anxiety, depression, and unhealthy behaviors, like excessive mirror checking. Okay, I think OpenAI just called me out right now. This AI just, I think this excessive mirror checking, you should have just put in brackets what Martins does, then close bracket. Avoiding social situations or extreme dieting. For someone who's has lost weight, body dysmorphia can actually manifest as not seeing the progress they've made, or still feeling like they're in their before body, even after they've hit their goal weight. They might fixate on perceived imperfections like loose skin, muscle tone, specific body parts rather than recognizing their achievements. Some may even develop disordered eating habits. BDD is more common than most people think, affecting 1 in 50 people in it list, and so on. It talks about beauty standards and all that. But I think you basically get the picture of what body dysmorphia is now, okay? It's like this perceived picking of your body. It's not just, oh, one day you wake up and it's like, I think my hand looks bigger, or I think this part of my body looks this, and then that's it. You don't think about it for 3 months. That's not body dysmorphia. I think body dysmorphia is, it's more consistent. Body dysmorphia is much more consistent, a consistent perceived flaw that a person continues to see, even when to maybe like 10 other people, they don't say anything there, but to you feel like there's an issue there. And I've talked about my issue and my own journey with body dysmorphia, and it's still something that I'm working on, right? And if you want to know more about that, you should probably check that out in the previous episodes. I talked about them consistently through the episodes, some of the episodes too. And within these weeks that I was battling with low confidence, body dysmorphia was, I had discovered an attributing factor to this. And this was because of the fact that, like I mentioned earlier in previous episode, I had lost weight, and instead of me seeing the progress consistently and just going healthy and just appreciating it, I started to spiral around a very negative side of things. And most of the things that I have discovered, I feel like they are much more deeper. And I will probably be talking about them in the later episodes of this podcast when I feel very much comfortable and I feel like I've worked them out, okay, and I'm okay to talk about them. But for now, it's just going to be surface level body dysmorphia that was at play here. And it messed with my self-perception so much. And you know that for somebody who has a very skewed self-perception, it then affects, like I mentioned earlier, once again, your performance, your relationship with others, how you would even treat yourself, how you would even carry yourself, And one thing that I think most people look at somebody when they first enter a room or when they're associating with somebody is how the person carries themselves. And when you have a very skewed self-perception, or when you have a very skewed self-belief, it's not strong, it's not one that it would make you carry yourself with respect. Other people can actually sense that, right? And they would perceive that this person probably doesn't have much confidence, right? This is what I actually do think. Now, I know what you're thinking, okay? You're probably like Martins with the body dysmorphia talk every time, every time, every time. Okay, let us actually rest on this. And I promise you guys, okay, I understand that. But then I also want to bring in the fact that body dysmorphia is actually a real issue, okay? And there might be two kinds of people with varying opinions when it comes to this. On one hand, one person might be like, they haven't really experienced body dysmorphia, but they do get it. And maybe they've also experienced it, but they're like, you know what? I do understand the concept of it. And I understand that people would actually probably feel this way. And that's fine. And then there's another person who would probably be like, nah, I don't really think this is that deep. Okay? But my opinion is that body dysmorphia is something that I have gone through. And I believe a lot of people have probably gone through. Okay? I believe a lot of people have actually gone through or are still going through this. And it's a topic that it's still being talked about. And a topic would continuously be spoken about if it is actually a serious topic. And body dysmorphia for a while now has consistently been spoken about. And that's actually a sign, right, to show you how important or how serious that topic is. Now, prior to me starting this episode, or at least in the beginning of this episode, I did tell you that I learned a couple of things from this experience that I went through, okay? And that I did not come here to just rant like I had intended to before. And I'm going to share a couple of things that I learned. The very first thing I did learn was how powerful the mind was, or the mind is. I learned that I had let, myself be influenced by a very bad thing that happened, but it wasn't as though I could not have picked myself up, or I could not have changed the narrative for myself. And in as much as a part of me had the willpower to and was consistently trying to bring that up, I was consistently trying to bring it down. I was just not listening to that mind. I was shunning myself, and in everything I did, subconsciously, I was not replacing those negative affirmations or negative thoughts with good ones, and I just went with the flow. Okay, I came to the realization that the bad thing that happened to me led me to just believe that there was nothing I could actually do in life that would actually work, and everything was just random, and I really shouldn't even try to, put any sort of inspiration or some sort of motivation into anything I'm doing. And I believe that most people might have felt that way. And I am not saying that I'm speaking from a place of I have finished this and this is my experience. I'm literally doing this scared. I'm still doing this uncertain, but I've come to the realization that you'd either do it scared with a negative mindset, or you'd either continue doing it scared with the mindset of, I just got to believe because it's better. I don't know if you get what I'm saying, but a change of mindset, a change of, yes, this bad thing happened, but it does not mean that there are no other things that would not be good for me that would happen in the future. Another thing I did was to engage with people who had gone through similar things like I was going through, and they made it to the top. I think I came across a couple of people who had multiple horrible stories in the course of their life, and it changed for them, and they had good experiences. And I'm still consuming those contents, and I'm still going through their stories, and it serves as some sort of inspiration. Remember in the previous episode, a couple of episodes ago, whereby I mentioned something about, I think the name of the episode was Beyond the Scale, a Body Image Conversation. And I talked about how social media has messed with our perception and all of that. I did mention how Instagram was a very toxic app for me. Guess what? I've been able to actually change my algorithm for me. And when I go to the app now, it's like my TikTok algorithm, which just provides inspiration upon inspiration for me. And one of the things that helped me get out from this ditch of self-loathing and feeling bad about myself and having a very skewed self-perception was going through my Instagram and realizing that I had trained my algorithm before I fell into this thing to actually give me inspiration and motivation. And so I kept on bumping into feed after feed, story after story, reel after reels of people who were motivating me. Doctors, engineers, artists, public influencers, public figures, people that were like talking about how horrible, how many no's they got, how many bad things that happened to them, and how the narrative did change for them only and just because of the fact that they kept on pushing. And I felt inspired by that. And little by little, I've been able to sort of walk through these issues that I talked about in relating to also body dysmorphia too. I feel like this applies to it. And while I may not have the perfect answer, or like as I like to say, the perfect Netflix answer, because I feel like in those Netflix movies, a person would just come with a problem and their friend would magically give a very straight, clean answer that would just answer the problem straight to the point. And it's so unrealistic because we actually need to think about a lot of things. While I would not, or I have not, maybe I have not been able to come up with an entirely different solution as to how to solve a problem, I think that everybody has a very specific problem worrying them. And if this problem relates to you might apply it as best as you want to apply it to yourself. But what I'm saying worked for me was a change of mindset, something that is not easy and something that I'm still doing. And I know that I would have bad days ahead of me. I know that there are some days where I would feel like things are not working out for me. But I think at this point, I trust myself to be pretty consistent. And I think that's why this podcast is here, sort of an accountability kind of system, whereby I would have to come here and relay what's happening and occasionally bring a guest or two and we'll talk about all these kind of things, some sort of motivation to all of us working on our self-development journey, okay? I just want you to know that you're not in this alone, okay? We are all in this together. And I hope to see you at the top, whereby I would look back at all of these horrible experiences, okay? These bumpy experiences, these uncomfortable, itchy, messy, scratchy, dirty, revolting experiences. And we'll smile. A triumphant smile, knowing that we push through, okay? Because it's possible. People have done it before. In as much as it's so hard, people have done it before, and I believe we can do it, okay? That's all I've got for today, guys. Thank you for chilling with me. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for tolerating my very inconsistent podcast episode releasing schedule. I promise you, as soon as I get things back on track, I know what, Martins, you've not gotten things back on track. I'm telling you, couple of times I even tried recording now. I had issues with recording, and this equipment is testing me. It's testing me, okay? But we got to stay positive, not toxic positivity, but we have to actually find a way to work around this. And I would let you guys know how it's going, but I'll try my very best to be very consistent, okay? To create a schedule. And if the once a week schedule is really messing with my schedule, and messing with the recording equipment starts to interfere, and the recording equipment is like, nope, Martins, we can't do once a week, okay? And my trusty system starts to crash, okay? I guess we'll have to shift the schedule, but I would still remain consistent. right? Thank you for listening once again. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Don't forget to follow the podcast. Why I would always say rate the podcast is because of the fact that a self-development journey is not a journey that a person would do alone. Community actually does help in your self-development journey. Okay. And if somebody wants to actually check out a podcast anywhere on any platform, the first thing they are going to be looking at is the ratings to see whether people actually do listen to this podcast. And then if they see ratings that's above 10, you know, they're like, okay, 10 people actually did rate this a good number of stars. Well, why not? Let me give it a try. And then you've helped somebody through the way you rated to actually listen to the pod and then gain a thing or two, you know? So why not be a very cutie little helpful friend and rate, okay? Please help your boy. Don't forget to follow the podcast. Don't forget to click the notification bell beside the follow button. If you are listening on Spotify, don't forget to check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 podcast. Don't forget to check out me, your host, on Instagram at underscore Guy Martins. Guys, I've been pretty consistent with my Instagram. I'm trying to actually, you know, be active on that platform. So hit me up there. Message me. Tell me what you thought about the podcast. Comment down below too what you thought about this episode. And I'll see you next week. If my recording equipment doesn't disappoint. Okay? I'll try my best, I promise. But I'll see you next week. Take care of yourself, okay? Bye.